We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. We'll start with the Good Vibe Tribe, where we talk about swollen testicles. Annie has written a letter to her house. Last night was her last night at her parents' house. She's moving into her own apartment today. And then also, the Carson and Kennedy No Budget Summer Concert Series is wrapping up with its final show, sort of.
Leaves it for Smart. Wide open look. Buries a three. Think how good their bench was. Remember, against Brooklyn in game four, they had 100 points as Smart hits another three. Smart. Three ball again. Hits again. Marcus Smart with three three-pointers here in the fourth. And the Celtics extend their lead. Marcus Smart with four fourth-quarter three-pointers. Tatum. Nice pass. Smart launches. Oh, it's good. And a foul. Marcus Smart is owning the three-point line tonight.
He and I made the same exact sound when he hit that fifth three and got fouled on that play. The Celtics get the win last night, Kennedy. They are now up 2-0 over the Toronto Raptors, and Marcus Smart is wicked good, kid.
Give him a key to the city. I don't understand why this hasn't happened yet. The man deserves a key to the city. He's a hero, Kennedy.
Okay.
In the interview after the game, they're like, you know, how did you get so confident? And he's like, the players believe in me. Before we went back out to the play, he said, everyone on his team was like, we need a big play out of you. And he was like, okay, I'm going to hit 5 3-pointers in a row then. You need something from me, I will deliver.
And he did.
And he did.
He did. Wow. He did. So, yeah, up 2-0 the Celtics over the Toronto Raptors in the second round of that series. They will play again tomorrow. They play at 6:30 tomorrow, and then they play again on Saturday at 6:30. And they could sweep. They're up 2-0. Although, I will say this, Toronto's a really good team. Mm-hmm. Last year, Toronto won it all. They won the NBA title. And, in fact, they were losing to the Milwaukee Bucks 2-0 in their series against them last year and came back and won that series and went on to win the title.
Statistics.
So, they also had Kawhi Leonard. So
I was
going
to say.
Yeah, they're still a very good team. So we'll see. Anyway, Celtics play again game three tomorrow night at 6:30. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, live performances pretty much non-existent this year. So three dancers in Argentina started an online contest called Stay Home Dance Competition. People from all over the world post videos where they do an interpretive dance about the pandemic. Anyone can enter, and it ends this Sunday.
Okay.
Anybody on the show, a dancer, want to enter?
I hurt my knee every time I dance.
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's true. Fireball will get you every time.
Yep.
Fireball.
There's a kid who can roll with the punches. He's a 300-pound high school football player in Michigan. And he found out his season was postponed, obviously. So he joined the cross-country team instead. He ran his first race last week. He finished second to last. But he says it's all about staying competitive and getting tougher mentally and physically.
Wow.
A new survey found that 94% of Americans have been cooking as much or more than they did before the pandemic hit, or eating more of those meals with loved ones too. And most people say it's made them feel closer as a family. There's a guy in New Jersey. He was vice president at an ad agency before he got laid off in June. And while he searches for a new job, he has been mowing senior citizens' lawns for free.
So nice.
He said he just wants to put some good out there. When I first read it, I read moving senior citizens' lawns, and I thought that seemed mean.
Please don't move their lawns.
I was like, what are you doing? You're just picking up the sod and...
You're just like
moving it down the street to somebody else's house to be funny?
I don't even know how you would do that.
I don't know. The pandemic has been a real breeding ground for both boredom and conspiracy theories, so this tracks. UFO sightings are up 51% this year.
Well, that's because there's fewer things in the sky. That's
not a coincidence, no. I'm going to say.
A lot of people apparently taken up UFO spotting as a hobby during the quarantine.
The truth is out there, that's all I'm going to say.
Thank you, Dan.
There's a fantastic special on Disney Plus about life on Mars. Go watch it. It is unbelievable. It could really help stop the virus spread if we all talked less and talked quieter in public, Annie Dow.
I feel attacked. Talk less and talk quieter? You got to pick one.
Talk less.
You're a super spreader.
In fact, just talking quietly instead of yelling reduces the risk of transmitting coronavirus as much as wearing a mask. A public health professor at Yale, yes, an Ivy League professor, says all these colleges having outbreaks might curb the spread if they allowed kids to play beer pong outside.
Okay. That's not a terrible idea.
Look, if you're playing beer pong, you're 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
You're not drinking from the same cups. You are touching the same ball, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes.
Could have your own ball.
And hand sanitizer. Put water in the cups. Drink your own beer.
Yeah. Yep.
And do it outside.
And if it's outside, then
do it outside. 100%. That's what we're saying. Also, I need to talk about this because it seems to be a thing. Terrible potential symptom number 971. Another reason you should wear a mask. It can make a man's testes swell up. And also cause infertility.
And
possibly.
This is Good Vibe Tribe, Carson?
Yes, it's a reminder to please wear your mask because you might make your man swole and infertile.
You know what Good Vibe Tribe means.
No.
Yeah, sometimes I just don't think you get it. And it was your idea.
I know. Kennedy, I know we have some audio here.
Yes,
what is this?
And this is to make you laugh this morning. So if you had Guy in Jetpack next to Jet on your 2020 bingo card, you win.
Tower, American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997. Okay, thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
So
I would totally be the jetpack.
LAX 100%. Is probably the busiest airspace that we have in the United States of America.
Yep.
So having some dude being rocketeer. Was it Rocketeer?
Sure. Iron Man, whatever.
Just stupid.
How high was he up?
3,000 feet.
Wow, holy, that's up there.
Holy smokes.
Listen, the only difference between crazy and eccentric is a couple million dollars.
You're right.
So, American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
That didn't sound real. It sounded like something you'd hear in a sitcom.
It sounds like Reno 911 or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it didn't sound real.
We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
So, American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997, okay. Thank you. Were they up here, left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so.
So, needless to say, the FBI is investigating. This is a case for the FBI.
He was chasing a man in blue tights with a red cape.
Hey, Iron Man, I'm trying to take 300 people to Omaha.
Eat it, bro.
All right, the Good Vibe Tribe is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Coca-Cola.
Hey.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Well, if you're new to the show, welcome. I understand we have a lot of new people listening to the show, Kennedy.
And a lot of folks coming back who've been away.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, Kennedy and I have been friends, I think, 22 years now.
I think
it was the summer of 98 is when you and I first met.
Huh.
Which is just mind-boggling.
Your relationship can drink legally.
It's the longest relationship I've had in my life with another man, so yay me!
We've been doing the show 16 years. Producer Dan joined the show, I think, about 7 years ago.
2013 was my internship.
Right, he had an internship and is now the producer of the show.
I just wouldn't leave, really.
Love to see it.
It's the way we do it here. We try and move you up and then move you out.
And then and then the newest member of the family is Annie Dow, who is now 25 years old and is about to hit a milestone moment in her life. Last night was the last night at your parents' house.
Yes.
Do you have the keys to the new apartment?
I'm getting them today. We're moving all the big stuff today. So I cleaned out like my closet, all like that stuff. That's all over there already, but we're doing like the bed, bookcase, bureau, yeah. Pickup truck stuff today.
Nice.
But my parents and I had a group hug last night, and it was just so funny. Like, they're both, like, hugging me before I go to sleep. I'm like, guys, this is really wholesome, but you gotta
So they're both happy and sad, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time they're empty nesters, which is insane.
That's wild. Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
They Even when you were at college, someone was living at home.
Either my brother or sister.
Right.
Like, we've all flip-flopped, you know what I mean?
And this house has been in your family for a very long time.
It's the house my mom grew up in.
Right. And then you guys moved into it before you got to high school, right?
Yeah, eighth grade summer going into high school.
So I asked Annie to write a letter to her house in Squanum.
Okay. To the house that built me. We met when I was very young. You were full of life and laughs. Phyllis and Skippy Ryan, they made you a home. When you burned down in 76, there was no way that was the end of you. You came back better than ever. For most of my childhood, you were where I ran to get a bowl of sugar smacks from my Nana Phyllis, or play Pretty Pretty Princess with Auntie Leanne, or listen to my papa talk about the Elks, always about the Elks. You were the perfect home away from home. When we finally solidified our relationship and I became a permanent resident, I was a little hesitant at first. I loved you, but you were the escape. And I didn't do so well with change, probably because I was 14 and 14-year-olds are the worst. But that changed fast. I looked forward to coming home from school or basketball practice or a friend's house to hear my papa's laugh in the sunroom or my siblings hanging out on the couch or my mom and dad on the back deck listening to one of my dad's a million CDs. I'm not exaggerating. That man has a million CDs. We grew up together. I went through some of my hardest days with you. Tears, fights, the drama of it all. But wow. Did we have some unreal days? Waking up to the ocean is something I hope everybody gets to experience someday. You gave me sunrises and a nice cup of coffee. You gave me a cold beer and the occasional vodka drink with my friends around the fire pit. You gave me the best book reading and nap spot, the hammock. If you know, you know.
I know.
Yes, I am moving a whopping 5.2 miles away. But of course, this isn't a goodbye. Laurie Dow, you know I'll be back for that spaghetti and meatballs. And Dad, you know you can never get rid of me. So the house that built me, thank you. You gave me everything and then some.
I hate how I feel right now.
I was just going to say I'm dead inside and I'm tingly.
No, my eyes are watering now. There's no doubt about that.
Wow, we are soft on this show.
Guys.
Why is Annie the only one not crying?
Because she cried last night. She wrote it. She knew it was coming. We didn't know it was coming.
I did. I got a little teary when I was writing it yesterday, just because it's crazy to think like all of the things that have happened since I've lived there and just like how much, you know, like I obviously went away for school. I went to Florida. Yeah. And when I would come home, it was just, it's always just been like the best house. Uh-huh. But there's been so many like people we've lost, so many changes, so much different to the house now. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy, but I'm so excited to be on my own,
this
you know?
Next chapter.
And I know I'm moving to the other side of Quincy. It's okay.
It's not. You're moving to Cleveland. You're so far away. Like, I'll never visit.
It's a different zip code.
You don't even understand how big Quincy is. Seriously, you guys. It's a
Cleveland.
Thing.
When I found out it was a different zip code yesterday, I was unwell.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
A lot of comments about Annie's letter to her house, her last night in the house before moving into her new apartment today.
Mm-hmm.
From the 774 crying. From the 508, Annie, that was so sweet. What did your friend say to text you?
She said, I found my lip quivering.
Ooh, quiver. That's a good word.
And from the 774, this felt like the start of a romantic novel about a house on audiobooks. It's a new genre That is from Aaron the Trash Guy.
See, I could do an audiobook. That's the only thing I take away from that.
I like it.
If you missed it, we'll put it up in the podcast. You can get our podcast on iTunes. Just go in there and subscribe to the Carson and Kennedy Show. Also up at radio.com and mix1041.com. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Kanye West sat down with Nick Cannon on his podcast to talk about many things from Sunday service to that moment at the VMAs. First off, he has a very interesting take on the media. He said, I will hop in the car with the paparazzi. I hire paparazzi. I know business is down because of COVID. I am hiring. I buy all the paparazzi companies. I want to pick the exact photos. Mm. That is not how paparazzi works.
Yeah, no. What? Mm.
Another fact that he revealed was the cost of putting on the Sunday service. He says, I spent every dime that I have for marketing from Yeezy on Sunday service. Every dollar I had. I spent $50 million last year on Sunday service. If you add up the operas, if you add up the flights.
Wow.
It was 120 people going to Jamaica. The Yeezys were selling themselves. So instead of paying for ads, I invested it in the church. I invested it in spreading the gospel. I invested it in saying Jesus' name on high. And then he touched on being directed by God to say that Beyonce had the best video of all time at the 2009 MTV VMAs.
If God didn't want me to run on stage and say Beyonce had the best video, he would have sat me in the front row. I would have been sitting in the back. They wouldn't have made it the first award. And wouldn't have made it so ridiculous of an idea, because I had never heard of this person before. And this Single Ladies is like one of the greatest videos of all time.
So you spoke your mind. You spoke your truth.
I was only drinking Hennessy.
I was about to say, you had a bottle of Hennessy.
Because I didn't want to go to the award show because it was a setup.
It's always somebody else's fault, isn't it? Yeah. And then he says, I didn't know who that person was. Stop it.
God didn't put you in the front row. Your agent did.
You are Kanye West. You had one of the biggest songs of the year. While I agree, Beyonce, one of the best videos of all time, you shouldn't have done that to poor Taylor Swift. And yes, you knew her name.
I know. It's just...
Just stop.
Just...
I just imagine God's up there like, I like that you like me, but can you like relax sometimes?
Thank you for spreading the word, but maybe not that way.
You just simmer down sometimes, man.
I think it was kind of funny. It sounded kind of tongue-in-cheek to me. I don't think he was being serious.
Yes, he was.
100%.
Everything Kanye West says.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to be tongue-in-cheek anymore. I think this is just a real mission for him, and I think that, I think he 100%. Means every word he says. 100%.
He's like a caricature of a human sometimes.
Robin Williams' widow, Susan Schneider Williams, is opening up about Robin's quiet health struggles. Appearing on the Today Show, she said her late husband was being chased by an invisible monster in his final months as he unknowingly battled Lewy body dementia. After news of Williams' death broke, of course, there was a lot of speculation. Was it money, drugs, depression could have been involved? But there was so much more.
Robin and I knew there was so much more going on. Robin was right when he said to me, I just want to reboot my brain. In that moment, I promised him that we would get to the bottom of this. And I just didn't know that would be after he passed. Robin and I had gone through this experience together, really being chased by an invisible monster. And it was like whack-a-mole with the symptoms. I left there with the name of the disease, the thing that Robin and I had been searching for.
What was the name again, Kennedy?
It's called Lewy body dementia. And what it is it's sort of, there's Alzheimer's, there's one more disease, and then there's Lewy body dementia. So it was a lot of dementia, you know, losing with your body, forgetting things.
Right.
It sounds awful.
It's a terrible disease.
It sounds absolutely awful. Susan remembers, as he approached the end of his life, his beautiful answer to her asking what he wanted to have accomplished. And he said, I want people to be less afraid. So on August 11th, 2014, as you know, he died by suicide. And if you need help, it is here for you at Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, just so you know. And the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 800-273-8255. And now a royal update for you, Carson. So Harry and Meghan honored Harry's late mother, Princess Diana, on the 23rd anniversary of her death. 23 years, can you believe that? They visited a Los Angeles preschool on Monday to help the kids out with their garden, planting some special flowers in memory of Diana. They were planting forget-me-nots, which was Diana's favorite flowers, which is wonderful. Also, Prince Harry will be passing down his love of rugby to his son, Archie.
Oh.
He did a video chat in honor of the Rugby Football League's 125th birthday. Rugby's been around for 125 years. He said that he can't wait to start teaching his 15-month-old son how to play. He said, what I need is a few mini rugby balls that I can then get Archie involved with the game, because at the moment it's impossible to find any. But I've got a little space outside, which I'm fortunate enough to have, so I need to get him playing some rugby. I think a little space outside isn't
a problem for them.
A gross understatement in their mansion, but it's fine. It's fine.
Megan's like, can we pick a sport where he doesn't have to knock all of his teeth out, maybe? Just like...
Rugby players are a different breed. That
they
is
really
certain.
Are.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, Labor Day weekend, signifying the unofficial end to summer. You were supposed to see an amazing concert this summer, and obviously because of the pandemic, it was canceled. But don't you worry, because we got a lot of talented people around here that can sing.
Well, one of them.
And then there's me, Annie, and Dan. Let's get to it. Carson and Kennedy's No Budget Summer Concert Series.
It's time for Carson and Kennedy's No Budget Summer Concert Series.
Yeah, you purchased tickets to see your favorite singer 8 months ago, and now the show's been canceled or postponed to next freaking year. So we'd like to make you feel a little better about missing the show. Call us now at 617-931-1234 and let us know what concert you won't be attending, and Kennedy or Dan will give you a personal concert. There'll be no lights, no auto-tune, no backup dancers, and no Fenway Park. Just one stupid DJ and a microphone. We realize this in no way makes up for you not being able to dress up in your cutest outfit, tailgate outside, and dance your face off inside the garden. But it's the best we can do.
Carson and Kennedy's No Budget Summer Concert Series.
Are you ready to party? It's also happening on Facebook Live! For Julian Tewksbury, she was so psyched to see Matchbox 20 in the Wallflowers. Here is producer Dan with Matchbox 20's Unwed!
Okay, come on, come on. All day staring at the ceiling, making friends with shadows on my wall. All night hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why.
Come on with it.
But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be.
Oh. All the feels this
year. Somewhere Rob Thomas is going, what the hell just happened to my song?
That was really good.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
Rock and roll!
Yeah! Woo! Thank you, Busted!
For Gina, Chrissy, Margaret, and every other 80s girl, here she is, Kennedy, with the Go-Go's. We got the beat!
The people walking down the street, they fall in line just watching all the feed. They don't know where they want to go, but they're walking in time, cause they got the beat. They got, oh, I'm off.
Hold please.
Rock and roll, baby.
Here we go, cause they got the beat. They got the beat. They got the beat. Yeah, they got the beat. I don't know. See the kids just getting out of school. They can't wait to hang out and be cool. Hang around a quarter after 12, that's when they fall in line. Cause they got the beat, they got the beat, they got the beat. Yeah, kids got the beat.
Woo! That's my girl.
Apparently there were 8 bars before I came in.
That's live music, baby.
Rock and roll! Carson and Kennedy's Summer Woo! Concert Series. Kennedy, yes. This one. Marco from Jamaica Plain is missing the Rocket Man himself.
JP, let's go.
So here is producer Dan serving up some of his best Elton John with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Yup, yup. It's getting late. Have you seen my mates? Ma, tell me when the boys get here. It's 7 o'clock and I wanna rock. Wanna get a belly full of beer. My old man's a drunker than a barrel full of monkeys. And my old lady, she don't care. My sister looks cute in her braces and boots. Handful of grease in her hair. Let's go, let's go, Elton John. Don't give us none of your aggravation. We had it with your discipline. Saturday night's all right for fighting. Get a little action in. Get about as oiled as a diesel train. Gonna set this dance alight. Cause Saturday night's the night I like. Saturday night's all right, all right, all right.
Woo! Producer Dan.
Oh, I think I blacked out.
Rock and roll! And wrapping up our No Budget Summer Concert Series.
Take it home.
Kennedy, our hometown heroes, our local guys, NKOTB, and you got it. The right stuff.
The right stuff. The right stuff. First time was a great time. Second time was a blast. The third time I fell in love. Now I hope it lasts. I can see it in your walk. I tell them when you talk. I see it in everything you do. Even in your thoughts. You've got the right stuff. Come on, baby. Love the way you turn me on. You got the right stuff, baby. You're the reason why I sing this song. All that I needed was you.
Lighter's up.
In my life. All right.
All right.
And all that I wanted was you.
Okay.
You made all my dreams come true. Let's go!
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody!
Oh, oh, oh. The right stuff. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Kennedy!
Oh, oh, oh.
What?
The right stuff.
Break it down,
there it
now.
Is. Wow.
Wow, Kennedy. Oh, wait. What is that the crowd is saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I only did two.
It's Carson and Kennedy. There it is. The end of our no budget summer concert series.
However, next week something special just for you.
What?
What a time to be alive.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to the dirty. Have some breaking news.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So as Carson mentioned, we have some breaking news from the world of Dancing with the Stars. Oh. The cast has been announced. So some of these we already knew.
Yes.
Like AJ McClain.
Yes.
NFL player Vernon Davis and actor Jesse Metcalf.
Come on, Carole Baskin. Big money. No
way. All right, here we go. So Selling Sunsets, Chrishell Stouse.
Okay.
Former Bachelorette and good friend of the show, Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip that one. Anne Heche, we knew. YouTuber by the name of Sky Jackson.
Okay.
She's very young. She was born in 2002 and she already has a book out. What'd you
do today? Yes. Yes, I do know who you're talking about.
One Day at a Time actress, Justina Mikado. The Real host, Jeannie Mai. Grammy Award winning rapper, Nelly.
Yay.
Oh, wow. That's a name.
Catfish host, Nev Schulman. NBA superstar, Charles Oakley.
Okay.
Olympic figure skater Johnny Weir, who's so close to my heart now, I think AJ's in trouble. And
Carol Baskin.
Yeah. Killed her husband whacked him, and now she does the merengue.
I cannot
also, one last one for you, Annie. If you were to pick someone from Cheer to be on it, who would it be?
Jerry.
It's the coach, Monica.
Oh.
I just think that's a mistake.
She's going to be miserable. But you know what? She's probably going to be nasty because she's all kind of a loony tune, and she's going to practice 25 hours of the day.
Yeah. So there is your Dancing with the Stars cast.
Wow.
I can't believe Carol Baskin's really doing it.
Neither can I, but...
They're going to have... I bet it's crazy ratings now.
It's nothing but tiger-themed dances, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean?
Have you seen AJ McClain's recent post on his Instagram, by the way, Kennedy?
Which one?
The one with the shirt missing.
Where he's at the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that a while ago when he announced that he was going to be on it. So, yes. He's
I just
ready to go.
He's got a 12-pack.
Joe Exotic is in his prison cell fuming.
Fuming.
Right now.
You're in jail.
Still hoping for that pardon. Still hoping for that pardon. So you guys remember Tom Hanks' son, Chet, at the Golden Globes where he decided he was Jamaican, right? Here, just in case you forgot.
Dirty four.
Oh, my God. Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chet, coming straight from that Golden Globes, you watching? My father Tom Hanks presenting in a while, soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Well, in case you missed it, Adele posted a picture this week saying she was missing Carnival and she was wearing a Jamaican flag bikini and Bantu knots in her hair. She got dragged all over the place for cultural appropriation. And now adding fuel to that fire, Chet and his patois are back.
Adele. You know I say me a prayer from long time, but after me see a picture of Adele, it sweet me. Me not tell no lie, my girl. Hairstyle fit you. Big up yourself.
Kennedy, we talked about this in the podcast with Adele, and Dan did a lot of deep dive on this, and he thinks that she really didn't get dragged at all, that people were defending her, that she was celebrating their culture, and she did nothing.
You guys didn't look at the same tweets I did.
But, I was looking at a lot of comments, and most people weren't that upset.
Right. It was a lot of media that was saying, oh, what is she doing here? What is she doing here? But a lot of people came to her defense and said she did nothing wrong. She grew up around this community, and she was just celebrating.
It was a festival to celebrate.
Right, right.
What's Tom Hanks' other son's name that's like lovely and an actor?
Colin.
Colin. Be like Colin, Chet. See how Colin's doing it? He's being nice out there. Be like him.
Big up the whole island, massive.
I just love
it. It's
that boy,
Chetana. My dad, he the Forrest Gump.
He's just shh.
Yeah, just, it's not. People in this room and that room, Dan, who are in relationships, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah.
So what would you do if your significant other came to your boss and said, you're not being treated fairly?
No, please don't.
Yep. I would be here. Believe me, I could see.
Go ahead, Brittany. Get me more money.
I could see Lana saying that to Sal. She'd be like, what are you doing over there?
Guys, no. You are your own person.
I mean, anyway, you and Tom Brady have something in common. According to a new book that looks quite juicy about the New England Patriots called The Dynasty, Giselle went off on Patriots owner Robert Kraft about how Bill Belichick was mistreating Tom back in 2017. Now, we all know that there has been friction. It's sort of, I think, came to a head in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Tom had a gentleman's agreement, apparently, with Robert Kraft saying, if I want to go, you have to let me go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so about 2017, he said, I think I want to go. So they tried to do what Robert Kraft tried to get them all in a room.
Right. So
and have a conversation.
Leave. Right.
So they actually met at Davio's, a Patriot place.
Okay.
And between Kraft and Belichick first. And it was productive. So they decided to meet up with Brady at Kraft's house. So it was sort of, you know.
Casual, good setting.
Belichick took a seat on the chair to Kraft's right. Brady sat on a couch to Kraft's left.
Wow.
They tried to talk. Belichick was diplomatic. Brady was respectful. But it was apparent that it was just,
it
wasn't
going
to make a place. So then Kraft summoned Brady and his wife Giselle to his home for a discussion. And Giselle said, it's ridiculous that after all these years, Belichick still treated Brady like banking Johnny Foxborough. It was bad enough to never voice approval. It was to still be dressing down the most accomplished quarterback in league history during team meetings and treating his personal trainer and best friend like some kind of outcast. This was at the point where they told his trainer, you can't come in, and he can't be on the sidelines anymore. Right. And apparently this was the breaking point.
I'm glad she did it. She had every right to do that.
She doesn't have every right.
She can take several seats.
So here's what I think, though. I think what this ruined was Tom Brady's finish of his career here and then also moving into some sort of leadership role within the Patriots organization. I think if Bill Belichick would have just acquiesced a little bit, that Brady would still be here. He'd still be our quarterback. He would finish his career here and then move into the front office and maybe even own the team at some point down the road.
I think Bill Belichick has made a career of saying this is the way we do things.
Yes.
And it was ridiculous.
No, it's not. No, he treats number one and number 53 on the roster.
Which is the coach
exactly
you should want.
Mm-hmm.
You should want that.
Tom Brady is the reason you have all those trophies.
No, it's ridiculous.
You think you're going to win like this year without Tom Brady?
You shouldn't get special treatment.
Watch what happens.
Carson, you can't take the year after he leaves and say it's going to be great. You just can't. It's a rebuilding year. This is what happens. Sports.
Because you ruined it and lost the greatest quarterback in the history of the league.
Why does Bill have to bend? Why couldn't Tom bend? Yeah. Like, why is it only Bill?
It sounded like he wanted him to. Like everybody
else. No. Tom did not want to bend. It's because they got rid of his trainer that he said, I want to go home now.
Yeah.
In any event, Bill Belichick did a Subway commercial. Let's laugh.
Yes.
My name's Bill, and I like the party.
Six.
Robin and I knew there was so much more going on.
Bill Belichick? Really? You're right. I should get a delicious footlong from Subway. That would be better. Yeah. Now you look better, too.
So basically he's doing there is cutting off his sleeves.
It's so good.
It's really funny.
According to a statement on Bill Belichick Foundation's website, they say that this will be a partnership between Belichick and Subway, and contributions will be made to go toward providing resources to student athletes and programs in need. Because
look at him.
Awesome.
With COVID, they're not playing this year, or if they are, there are not as much money.
Has he ever done a commercial before?
No. I've never seen him in any kind of advertising.
He said, I haven't ever done anything like that. It was a fun commercial to do, and everybody loves sandwiches, so hopefully they will be okay with it.
Do your job.
That was his statement.
Eat your lunch.
We know we love sandwiches, Bill. Thank you.
All right, guys, coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk about Kanye West. He did an interview with Nick Cannon, talked about the Sunday service, some other things, and the real reason behind that thing that happened at the VMAs.
They do the three phases of the sandwich really well. They do the meats, and they do the condiments and the bread, the three phases of the sandwich.
Got to have a good spread on your mayonnaise. It's crucial.
Don't forget the cookies.
Oh, those cookies
are so good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.